It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Teams are literally kung fu fighting to stay alive. The National Basketball Association plays an exhaustive 82-game regular season from October through April. Most NBA regular season games are played with the intensity of a friendly intra-squad scrimmage. The players seem bored much of the time and seem more focused on building their own personal statistics during the lengthy regular season. About the only time you might observe any significant defensive effort during a regular season game is maybe halfway through the fourth quarter during a relatively close basketball game. The top four scoring teams in this year's NBA regular season, Cleveland, Memphis, Denver, and Oklahoma City, all averaged more than 120 points per game. Just a couple of weeks into these NBA playoffs, only Cleveland and OKC are still scoring 120 points or more per game. The NBA's top defensive team in the regular season, Orlando, allowed 105 points per outing. Six of the 16 NBA playoff teams are already allowing less than that number, 105 points, during the early rounds of the NBA's postseason. These NBA playoffs really bring out the fight in many teams. There were 16 out of the 30 NBA teams which qualified for the playoffs in April. Fans have already observed their favorite basketball team turning up the defensive intensity, much like you might have seen in those classic cartoon showdowns between Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam.
Now, you dog-blasted, ornery, no-account, long-eared varmint!
Hey, just a minute, you! Them's fighting words!
Yeah, them's fighting words!
I dashed you to step across this line.
I'm a steppin'.
I watched the normally docile Houston Rockets get into two different physical altercations within 15 minutes of each other Monday night during their best-of-seven playoff series against the Golden State Warriors. Golden State's designated heel, Draymond Green, was involved in both of those pushing and shoving matches. A total of four technical fouls were doled out in these two angry outbursts by the two teams. Draymond also picked up a flagrant foul to go along with his technical foul. The Warriors lead this series with Houston 3-2 after the Rockets finally discovered their offense Wednesday night in Houston in a 131-116 victory. The series will now move back to San Francisco Friday night for game number 6. The Warriors' all-star shooting guard, Stephen Curry, is being hacked by Houston defenders as soon as the ball is released from his shooting hand. Curry's thumb on the shooting hand was injured a few months ago, and he has not fully healed that thumb. The Houston Rocket defenders are quite aware that the NBA's referees are not going to call a foul if the shooter's arm is hit after the basketball has been released by the player, in this case, Steph Curry. The referees say that the current rules allow this unnecessary extra content. The Rockets defenders, unofficially of course, are going to continue to hack away at one of the NBA's top stars. Golden State's head coach Steve Kerr, a former NBA player himself back in the Michael Jordan days with Chicago, said that this officiating decision is, quote, the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah! Yeah! So why don't the NBA referees call fouls consistently during the regular season and in the playoffs? The answer usually involves something akin to, we want the players to decide the outcomes of the games. Well, my translation is, fewer people are going to watch NBA games on television if the star players are sitting on the bench in foul trouble already before halftime. Whether in high school, college, or pro basketball, fouls should be called consistently. Officials in every sport must be consistent to avoid the appearance of favoring one team over another. Basketball players will quickly notice how closely a game is being called by the referees in the opening minutes. Players will then increase or decrease the level of pushing and shoving and excessive physicality upon noticing how the referees are calling fouls in the opening minutes. The NBA does not want its top players like Steph Curry or Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics sitting on the bench with four fouls before halftime in the playoffs. Remember that the NBA pays the salaries of the officials, and the NBA could easily cut down on the increased physicality during the playoff games by simply calling fouls by the book. The NBA referees shoulder much of the blame for the increasing number of on-court outbursts during this playoff season. The refs understand that their employer, the league's management, wants the biggest stars to remain on the court, so less fouls are called. That means that the NBA players and their coaches also know that they can get away with more of the unnecessary roughness during the playoffs. And boy, they do.
Ooh, yeah!
Now it's time to talk about the NBA East, where Cleveland and Boston may be on a collision course. Last June, the NBA's championship round featured the popular Boston Celtics winning their first title since 2008. This year's number 2 Eastern Conference seed, Boston Celtics, have just completed a 3-1 series victory over a very physical number 7 seed, Orlando Magic. Next up for the Cs will be the winner of the New York Knickerbockers and Detroit Pistons matchup. New York leads that series 3-2 heading into Thursday night's game number 6 in Detroit. The 2025 regular season NBA Eastern Conference winner was, are you ready? The Cleveland Cavaliers. The top-seeded Cavaliers steamrolled their way to the Eastern Conference title with an impressive regular season record of 64-18. The number 1 Cavs completely demolished the number 8 seed Miami Heat in the opening round of the NBA playoffs earlier this week. They set an NBA record victory point margin of 122 points, or 40.5 points per game. That's how bad they beat Miami by an average of 40.5 points a game, and sent a big message to their future opponents that Cleveland's regular season was no fluke. Next up for Cleveland will be a Saturday opening game against the number 4 seed Indiana Pacers in round number 2. Pacers polished off Milwaukee 4-1 earlier this week. Now in the NBA West, it's a round 1 goodbye to LeBron and Luka and the Lakers. The 40-year-old LeBron James is still playing basketball at a very high level, but he's starting to also show his age playing against some much younger stars who are quicker and able to block his shots with ease. The number 3 Western Conference seed Los Angeles Lakers added high-scoring former Dallas Mavericks star Luka Doncic a few months ago in the biggest trade in recent NBA history. But Luka's conditioning and lingering injury status will continue to be a storyline in the offseason heading into next fall. His new Lakers team, though, is just shown the door at home in round number 1 to the NBA playoffs. The number 6 seed Minnesota Timberwolves ended the Lakers season Wednesday with a sloppy 103-96 win in Los Angeles. The T-Wolves connected on just 7 of their 47 three-point shots. That's just 15% for the game on the road, but they still won. How did that happen? Well, Minnesota out-rebounded the Lakers 54-37 and easily converted a number of shots near the basket. The Timberwolves now move into round number 2 and will face the winner of Golden State and Houston. The number 1 West seed is Oklahoma City, and the Thunder easily dispatched number 8 Memphis in 4 straight games. Oklahoma City posted the best regular season in all of the NBA this year at 68-14. That's an impressive 83% winning percentage. OKC is also getting some rest right now and will play the winner of the number 4 seed Denver Nuggets and number 5 Los Angeles Clipers series. Denver leads that one 3-2, but game number 6 is to be played tonight in Los Angeles. Down the road, ABC is fearing a Cleveland versus Oklahoma City NBA Finals matchup. The television ratings for the NBA Finals will usually tank if there is not at least one major market East Coast or West Coast pro basketball team involved. A June matchup of the NBA's 2 regular season conference champions would cause panic at ABC. That's because Cleveland plays in the number 17-ranked TV market. Oklahoma City operates in TV market number 45. You can be sure that the network brass is going to be rooting for the NBA's defending champion Boston Celtics, who live in TV market number 7, to oust Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals in just a few weeks. In the Western Conference, the television executives are going to be quietly pulling for the winner of the Los Angeles Clippers in the number 2 TV market to rally and win their series over the number 15 TV market Denver Nuggets. The popular Golden State Warriors, who are in the number 6 TV market, will also show nicely to a national television audience if they're able to, on Friday night, dispatch the Houston Rockets, who are in the number 10 TV market but also lack a major star. The Minnesota Timberwolves in the number 15 TV market are awaiting the winner of that series between Golden State and Houston. Cleveland and Oklahoma City opened these playoffs with 4-0 sweeps in their respective first-round series. The odds continue to move in the favor of a Cavaliers versus Thunder playing in the NBA Finals beginning on June 5th. Oh no, says ABC. During the month of May, you can count on the biggest Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors fans to be working in the advertising sales department at ABC. I'm Swamp Swami.